Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the iconic blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Castos for more episodes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to our Small Steps for Better Health podcast series. We are on small step number 10 today, so hopefully you've been following along and you've been slowly making changes to your nutrition and to your social connections and to your fitness. If not, I encourage you to go back and start at episode 1 and then catch up. But if you have been following along, we're back today with Emily Bell. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm a social media specialist in the marketing department at North Mississippi Health Services, and I've got Emily with me today. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. We're so grateful for your expertise. Will you tell us a little, remind us, you've been with us before, but just reintroduce yourself, remind us who you are.
Yes, Emily Bell. I live in Iuka, Mississippi, and started with the medical center in 91 and finished my degree at Mississippi State in exercise physiology, and went to start at the Wellness Center in 97 and have been with the system since. So I actually work at Iuka Wellness Center. Mm-hmm. We have a satellite facility there. Love this great big thing called exercise.
Yes. And Emily has really been walking the talk for many years. She's been working at the Wellness Center for a long time, but also personally is very active and has been active through lots of phases of her life. So she's a great expert to talk about
Thank you.
Okay, so today's small step is about increasing our activity to the recommended levels. And so hopefully by now, you know, you've started building in a little more activity to your daily life. And now we want to start talking about increasing that activity to the, quote, recommended levels of activity. So Emily, will you catch us up on what those recommendations are? And if it sounds overwhelming, don't panic and turn us off. We're going to make it easy for you to start working your way up to this.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So the American College of Sports Medicine are the guidelines that we go by in our medical fitness wellness programs. And most everyone in the health and wellness industry, if they have a legitimate certification behind their name or degree, use the American College of Sports Medicine guidelines.
Okay.
And at this point in time, as they've changed over the years, but as of right now, they recommend at least 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity exercises, or at least 75 to 150 minutes of high intensity exercise. Plus, we need to add 2 or more days weekly of strength or resistance training.
Okay.
And we can go through those individually as to what that actually means.
Yeah. So really the idea is if you're working out at moderate intensity or lower intensity, you need to go a little bit longer. But if you're to a point where you can increase the intensity, you can go a little bit shorter. So that's great. Now, again, I want to say, if you're starting at ground zero, that's a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
So don't panic. Start with 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, take stock of where you stand now. And if now is you're not exercising, you know, maybe it's even 3 minutes, like whatever. Make it easy for yourself. And then you'll see as you start to get a little stronger, you start to feel a little better, it'll be easier to work your way up to that. So if you're at a 10-minute walk right now, 3 times a week, bump it up to 15 minutes, something like that, right?
Yes. And again, when we were talking in a previous podcast about small steps, you know, now we're at that level to where we want to add more to that. That does not mean that 4 or 5 months from now, oh my goodness, she's going to have me exercising all the time.
Right.
It's, are we able to take it to the next level?
Right.
People tend to get bored with their exercise programs.
Right.
We need to add flavor and variety in that. And one of my members was asking a couple of weeks ago, they were like, well, all I can do is walk. And I said, well, can you change the terrain that you walk on? You come inside the wellness center and you do the treadmill, but can you get outside? Is there a safe enough area that you can walk? Can we increase our incline when we are on the treadmill? Can we speed it up? Can we slow it down? Those are all attributes within a one type exercise program that we can actually do. And so when you get to talking about 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity, this number is derived from the American College of Sports Medicine and research that has shown to have effect on disease relationships, okay, on our health. That does not mean that if you are only able to get, 100 minutes, that you're not benefiting.
Absolutely.
These are just guidelines, mm-hmm, that we, in all things we do, have those guidelines to help us with that exercise program.
Yeah.
The moderate intensity basically means you start doing some type of exercise. We want to feel an increase in our lung capacity. Mm-hmm. We want to feel the heart rate beating a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. The high intensity tends to be what it says, mm-hmm, high intensity. Those are the moments where sometimes it is hard to talk and breathe.
Gotcha.
We may not tend to do those type of exercises for long periods of time.
Right.
And that gets into a whole other ball game. But for right now, we're focusing maybe on the general population.
Right.
So, again, we go back and we talk about, how one can gauge that. And those are things that we try to teach our individuals, mm-hmm, to know I am increasing my exercise.
Right.
When I finish exercising, I want to know that I've done a little something.
Right.
I don't necessarily want to walk out crawling.
Right.
But I want to know that I have increased that blood flow, mm-hmm, I have increased that lung capacity, mm-hmm, and I'm working up toward a good goal.
Yeah, that's good. And it's a little bit splitting hairs, really. If you feel like it's moderate or you feel like it's high intensity,
you're still moving.
And that's really the important thing. Don't, you don't have to track your minutes based on how hard you're breathing. Don't overcomplicate it.
Right.
We just want you to start, like we said, slowly working your way up to 150 to 300 minutes a week, but by just a few steps at a time, by just a few minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
Give us some examples of what you would consider moderate activity. So what could that look like, especially if you're somebody who doesn't go to the gym yet?
Okay, so moderate activity would be in the workforce. Maybe I go out for lunch and I take a few laps around the block or the parking lot, the track, and I'm not just walking at a snail's pace.
Right.
I'm pumping those arms.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little, sweat come, mm-hmm, up, depending on our Mississippi weather.
Right.
but we are really moving.
Yeah.
If I am hiking, I have maybe changed the terrain instead, mm-hmm, of a flat surface. Maybe I've found some inclines, mm-hmm, or a few little short hills. If I'm biking, have I increased the intensity? Again, going up hills, rolling terrain. A lot of times people don't have access to these, but they may have access to a fitness center.
Right.
What that looks like at a fitness center on, say, a bicycle would mean I am increasing the intensity levels.
Mm-hmm.
On a rowing machine, I am rowing a little bit faster.
Okay.
On a treadmill, maybe I have increased the incline, maybe I've increased the speed.
Mm-hmm.
But something that makes me work a little bit harder than if I was just walking from my car to the door.
Right.
Or
going for a little stroll.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. It can also, doesn't have to be something we think of as like traditional exercise. It can be mowing your yard with a push mower. Raking leaves is a big one. Heavy cleaning. So, that's one I saw when I was researching for this. So that doesn't mean just like, wiping your counters down or whatever, but if you're washing windows, vacuuming, mopping, that counts.
Yes, it does. Count. Yes, yeah. It does. It is not sitting.
Yeah.
And so, again, that goes back to what we had previously talked about in our other podcast, just moving.
Right.
When, again, look at what your lifestyle is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is extremely sedentary to start, just going to an extreme exercise program, that may work, but
right,
it tends to not.
Right.
Because we need to see some progression along the way.
Right.
And so just starting, just increasing, but also realizing too, hey, I've been walking for 4 or 5 days now, mm-hmm, for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
What, what can I do? Maybe even 1 to 2 days of those days. Can I choose a different route? Can I go a little bit faster?
Yes.
Can I increase some incline?
That's good.
May not necessarily be every day.
Right.
But again, am I getting out, stepping out of my box?
Right.
We even tend to get routine in our exercise program.
For sure.
And that is great if that creates consistency.
Sure.
But if the moment you find yourself getting bored or we start missing some of that exercise,
start dreading it.
Yes. Yeah. Then that's when we need to add a little bit,
switch it up,
you know, variety.
Yeah. It can also be sports. You know, everybody's talking about pickleball these days. Lots of people play tennis, you know, so that can be moderate or high intensity activity also.
Absolutely. Pickleball is great.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, again, the whole wellness part is the social aspect.
For sure.
The spiritual aspect, the physical aspect, and just finding your tribe. And sometimes people think, oh, that tribe has to be a lot of people. No, it doesn't.
Be two people.
That tribe can even be you. If it fits what's in your life and it provides that quality of life,
right,
the rest will come.
Yeah. Yeah, the great thing about all of these activities we've talked about, especially the ones like joining a fitness center or joining a sports league, you know, playing pickleball, playing tennis, playing badminton, you know, whatever, it kind of checks several boxes because it's checking the physical activity box and it's also checking that social connection box, which is part of our small steps for better health also. You know,
right.
We're talking about ways to increase our social connection and improve our mental health. So those are really great. It's really great when you can kind of check two boxes with one activity.
I see people smile a whole lot when they are exercising, and even more so within a group.
Right.
And I tell people, because I tend to work with a little older adult population, doesn't mean that we don't have clients that are younger.
Sure.
But I see miracles. I see that maybe they have lost a family member. And if it were not for them moving or starting an exercise program, they may not be here today.
Right.
And their quality of life has increased. They're laughing. They've created new friends. And so we need that. We need that in today's society. We need something positive. We need something feel good. And we need something that's going to give us benefits beyond measure.
Yes, that's great. So I want to touch on the 2 or more days of strength or resistance training. I don't want this to be something that's a stumbling block for people. So if you're not there yet, it's totally fine. Come back to it when you're ready. But tell us about the importance of strength training or resistance training.
Yes, so that is a pushback that I get more so from women than men, because society, again, has led us to believe that if we do strength training, we're going to, quote, bulk up.
Sure.
And that is absolutely not the case.
Right.
Can you? Sure. If that's a goal that you want for yourself, yes.
Right.
There are ways. Women tend to gravitate toward the cardio. Oh, I want to get in. I want to do cardio. I just want to kill myself with cardio. That's good.
Sure.
But the strength training plays even a more vital role in our bone density, which is extremely important for we women, for the muscle mass. We know as we age, and at an extremely early age, we start losing muscle mass. And so if you think about just the daily activities we do every day that maintain what we have, just think about what 2 days of extra resistance training would provide.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about muscle is that no matter what age we are at, we can create extra muscle fibers, which means we can increase our strength.
Right.
We can keep our joints protected. We can work on balance and become stronger. So, and people will say, well, just two days? Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they do more? Absolutely.
Right.
But let's work it into whatever is feasible for your lifestyle.
Right.
That will keep you consistent.
Yeah. So that strength training can look like sort of the classic, what we think of, lifting weights at the gym. It can also be, you know, pushing a stroller or a wheelchair, especially up a hill. using kettlebells, and it can also be just body weight exercises, yes, like lunges, push-ups, squats, sit-ups, all those things. Resistance That's all considered bands. Resistance training. Yes,
absolutely.
It's all things that'll make us stronger and more mobile.
Yes. If you go to the grocery store and pick up that 2 liter and you feel like lifting it over your head 10 or so times, go for it.
Right.
That is just extra resistance on that muscle, which is all resistance training means.
Yep.
And, you know, again, I go back, especially since I work in the medical fitness area, to finding a professional, finding individuals that know what you need.
Right.
Because the resistance training can cause injury.
Right, especially if you try to lift too much all at one time.
Yes, it can make those muscles extremely sore. Mm-hmm. So, want to start slow.
That's right. That's great. So anything else on these recommended guidelines before we wrap up?
I just tell people again, just start.
Right.
These are all goals. I work with individuals who they like the structure of when I want day one on my exercise program, this is absolutely what I'm going to do.
Right.
ABC 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Then I have individuals who we tone it down to meet their lifestyle, to meet their physical limitations, but just start and be realistic.
That's right.
Be realistic.
Yep. I'll also just add that, you know, all of our wellness centers offer things like group exercise classes and personal training that are really helpful as you're trying to add in more activity, just to provide a little more accountability, a little more support as we work toward adding more activity. So I'll just remind everybody that one thing we've been talking about in all these episodes is that consistency is key. So if you're at a place where you feel good about the amount of exercise you're getting and the thought of adding 5 more minutes is just overwhelming, don't do it. Just keep doing what you're
doing.
Start
tomorrow.
Sure. But if you're ready to add a little bit more, start working your way up. And I would just encourage you to take stock of how much you're moving right now and then set a specific goal going forward. So for the next 2 weeks, I want to add 5 minutes, or I want to try one day a week of resistance training, or whatever that looks like for you. But set a specific goal and go after it for the next couple of weeks. And we think you'll see some improvements in your health.
Just do it.
That's right. Just start somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. So again, this is small step number 10. Start increasing our activity a little bit. I encourage you to follow us on social media. Sign up for our e-newsletter. We've got a lot more information out there, a lot more education about these small steps. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with our next small step. And so, you know, subscribe to our podcast, follow our podcast. And Emily, thank you for joining us. We're really grateful for your time. Thank you for your expertise. And thank you to everyone who's listening. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening. We are here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helps you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Castos for more episodes.